Welcome back to Ravens One-on-One as we have a conversation with Ravens linebacker Jameel McClain. First and foremost, I should say congratulations. You are the recipient of the Ed Block Courage Award, voted on by your teammates. And that is an award that, I don't know if you know the history of that, but it's named after the old Baltimore Colts trainer, Ed Block, who was miraculous in getting players back on the field. And Jameel, I think miraculous might be the word to describe your return to football because you had the type of injury where I know some doctors told you you were done playing.
Yeah, you know, all of those things. This another obstacle. That's just how I looked at it. You know, another obstacle, and there were doubters, but there were believers too, in the same sense. You know, so we're here. I fought. And for me, it's just another day.
For you, the injury comes last December, and you suffered what was called a spinal contusion.
Yeah.
And I'm going to guess you, like most of us, had never really heard a whole lot about spinal contusions.
No.
So when doctors tell you this, anytime you're a football player and they're looking at your spine, you know it's not a good thing. Yeah. Take us through the emotional roller coaster of fear, concern, doubt, faith, return. Or maybe I just took you through it.
Yeah, you just gave me all of them. You made me not really have to say much, you know, but when the doctors gave me that, you know, obviously a spinal contusion I didn't know anything about, you know, but it went from spinal concussion, spinal contusion to, you know, something being ripped or torn. It was just so much confusion in the air with the injury that I didn't know how to approach it at a certain point. I just didn't know, all right, so what do I need to do? Because usually if it's a problem, like I'm a simple guy, you know, I say, all right, coach, what did I do this game? What did I do good? What did I do wrong? You tell me what I did wrong, I say, all right, I'm going to focus on it. I focus on it consistently. I work on it. I try to get better. But with this injury, I didn't know anything. I couldn't say, all right, doc, so what do I need? And they'll just be like, we don't have any answers. Like, you just need to sit around. And I'm like, I'm not a sit around type of person. I'm a guy that put things into action and I try to get it done, you know. So it created all of those things to an extent. But the belief in myself, you know, and the belief in God and the belief in the people around me that believed in me pushed me through all of that.
And your background had to have a role in your determination and your patience. For those who don't know, Jameel, your background is the stuff of hard stories. You grew up in a tough area of northern Philadelphia near Temple University, and that is not an area where people spend their vacation time. Let's be honest about that.
No.
You spent some time in a homeless shelter with your family at Salvation Army. You lived on the lean streets and the mean streets. So you make it in the NFL, and you're right at the edge of seeing that career disappear, and you're told you just got to wait, see how it turns out. How much did you draw on your experience as a young man to think, all right, if I have faith, this too I can overcome?
It's my life, you know, and I drew on all of it because I can't not go into any situation and not think about what I've been through, you know, especially when it comes to football or when it came to this injury. You know, I knew that I've been through so many things to get here. I've done so many things. I've sacrificed so much to be able to sit right here in front of you that no one can tell me that I can't. No one can tell me that, all right, this is the end just because we don't understand, or this is the end because, no, I work way too hard for this. I've given up too much. So when I draw on here, and it's a powerful motivational speaker by the name of Les Brown. Yeah. And Les Brown said, make know your vitamin. I learned that in college. Make know your vitamin, make know your vitamin. So every know that I've got, I just ate it up and said, all right, this is just going to push me forward. This is just going to push me. So that know from the doctor, I literally just looked at him and was like, you don't know me, do you? You just don't.
You have a powerful motivational stream that you draw on as well.
Yeah.
Take us through that.
What's the question?
I've heard you say that there's a motivational saying you tap into that you draw on before games that you believe in, or Les Brown is a different guy?
It's still Les Brown. That's a long quote, though.
Do you know it?
I do know it.
Share it with us.
And it's actually very fitting.
Because I think people would take great strength from, I've heard you say this quote before, and I'd love for you to share it because it's something that's near and dear to you, but it speaks to a lot of people.
It does speak. So it goes, if you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it, if all that you dream and you scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it, fret for it, or plan for it, and lose all the terror against the opposition for it, with all of your capacity, strength, and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity, if neither cold, poverty, famine, or goat, sickness, or pain, and body and brain, and keep you away from the thing that you want, if dogged and grim, You besiege and beset it. And with the help of God, you'll get it. Soar to new heights.
Hold me back. That's awesome.
It's not mine. It's great, though.
You know what? No wonder you say it to yourself. That's phenomenal.
I say it to myself before every game.
And if that's where the story ended, Jameel, it'd be a great story. But I think what makes you special is it's not where the story ends.
That's not where
you're not
ends.
A guy who just overcame things, achieved them for yourselves, stood on the top of the mountain and punched your own chest and said, look at me. You're a guy who has spent his pro career looking back and lifting others up. I know you're involved with the United Way, Salvation Army. Last week, Thanksgiving, you put out your 53 Dinners Award to 53 families. Tell me what it means to you to give back to others and to show others that a kid who grew up on the mean street, lean street, is no different than you or I or anyone else.
It means everything to me. You know, it means that I get the chance to share with people. And so many people, when they get in these positions that we're blessed to be in, you know, you, me, or so many of us, they're scared to share with the rest of the world. Sometimes people are scared to give up the secret or whatever the quote-unquote secret to success is, you know. For me, I feel like I have to give it. I have to give to someone else because people have given me so many things, whether it's the person that took the time and said, no, Jameel, you shouldn't be on this corner right now. You need to go focus on this. Or whether it was my trainer that said, Jameel, you can't go to school in North Philly. You got to go to school in the Northeast where you can focus more. Or, you know, whether it was Al Wallace that stopped and gave me a second of his time, you know, where he spoke to 40 kids, and I may have been the only one that noticed that Al Wallace took time to come down to Northeast Philadelphia to talk to us. You know, it's all of those things that let me know that I have to give. You know, it's my gift back to God for what God gave me, you know, in the mix of all of that. And I was just watching the Mike Tyson, you know, his one-man show on HBO, and it reminded me again why you have to, because Mike Tyson was in a detention center, in a prison detention center when he was young, before he even got in the mix of boxing real big. He got real big into it. He said Muhammad Ali came and spoke to the people in the center. And it clicked for something for Tyson. Something clicked in his head and said, I can do this too. So he got into a whole nother level, whether that was a big part or a small part. That's what we're able to give, you know, and that's what I understand, and that's what I'm going to take throughout my life, you know, whether it's playing this game or doing so many other things that I think God has in store for me.
Impact on the field, an impact in the community, and an impact in social media as well, as we continue on Ravens One-on-One with Jameel McClain.